Seamus Rogers, we're still waiting on the first official count to come here in Glenties, but going by how the tallies in the first round are looking, you're just going to have over 500, and when it comes to elimination time, you'll be a couple of rounds in when that happens. So how do you now sum up how this 2019 election campaign has gone for you, and your thoughts on especially those 529 first preferences?
I would take it that it was put in a great effort, more so than any other election in the area, and he got a great reception at the doorsteps, but he always qualified it as okay, that it could be a political health warning, and this is why I didn't count my chickens under their hats. And I take it, I sincerely thank the people who gave me the number one vote, and who then went down, some of them, the road had given me number twos, but the areas that I would like to thank in particular, some around my home area in the Lower Rosses, and again on Ardara and Glenties south of the Gibara, where I got a respectable vote despite the fact that there are three candidates running in that area. And of course, first of all, out of the boxes, and I suppose the pacemakers for me was Ardmore Island for the third term, or at the third election there, I have come out on top, indebted to the people on Ardmore Island, the workers we had there, and the people who welcomed us there even a few Sundays ago with a piper on the pier. And that's something that I will always remember and do my best for the people there.
Looking at the party, the Labour Party, how is it for the future now? And Donegal, you're the only candidate here. There's nothing in Letterkenny. There was a time when there was Labour candidates in each of the constituencies in Donegal, but that's not there anymore. Seamus, you've been a big part of Labour. Is there a future for Labour?
They'll have to, you might say, reorganise in Donegal. I think it has slipped up in the past with the messing about they were at with candidates and so on, and they were advised not to do so, but some of the hierarchy wouldn't listen. Now, I would say that given a time, and I know that they were at rock bottom there, but despite that, they're coming along a bit now, gaining in public opinion. They're the one number of seats in different areas of the county yesterday. And again, I would have to say that it's something that we must build on and get out there. And despite, the faults in the Labour Party and everything like that, the one clear thing that stands out for me, and I'm proud to spell out that no Labour Party representative was called to the tribunal for wrongdoing, and that in itself is something that in the long term I think could reap the benefit.
I don't think there's anybody else like you in the country, Seamus, and what I mean there, you've been contesting elections since 1960, so you have. What's next on the political horizon for you then?
Well, first of all, since I lost my seat in 1999, I have worked as a community worker there and helped people, and indeed, any letters I posted or anything, I licked a stamp on them myself and carried the can for the Labour Party, and I always made it a point, if anybody had a problem, to go back to them, acknowledge the problem they had, and whether I was successful or not, the one thing that stands out in my mind is have a better courtesy to people and get back to them, let the story be good, bad or indifferent.
Listen, I always enjoy chatting to you. It's always a pleasure, Seamus. Many thanks for coming over and talking to us so early in the day. And I know you work hard. And whatever work is ahead of you, keep it up.
I'll keep it up. I'm not going to go away, you know. Sure. And as well as that, I would like to thank you, the media, for your help, all right. And I know there were sections of the media, not yours, who didn't give us a fair, you might say, or a level playing pitch.
Thanks, Seamus.
Okay, and thank you. All right, slán go fóill.